Devon and I may live in completely opposite parts of the world, but we have one thing in common, and that is we both believe in the power of community. And we think it's important to build communities of women who can support and encourage each other. And I'm excited to introduce Yvonne to you today on the show. She is the founder of Women's Fitness Adventures, and she has so much to offer. And I think you're going to really love my conversation with her. It might spark a little flame and make you want to go on a really big, epic adventure. Yvonne is speaking at our upcoming virtual summit, and I'm excited to have her present. She's going to be talking about self-doubt and how you can overcome self-doubt to actually climb the summit and reach your really big goals. So I will turn it over to her and let you enjoy our conversation. If you want to learn more about our summit, please head to our website, hikelikeawoman.com. Yvonne, you started Women's Fitness Adventures. Talk to me about Women's Fitness Adventures. What's your mission? What's your goal? What do you do?
Sure. We're 10 years old next year. So,
oh, congratulations.
Yes, 10 years. It started, I have a corporate background in marketing. I've worked for big global marketing companies. Mm-hmm. And my last gig was very stressful. I was the marketing director in a global female fitness gym. And I would travel all over the world. And yeah. I could see that women really wanted to get fit and they wanted to lose weight and they wanted to look good, but they just couldn't commit that time to themselves. So anyway, fast forward a couple of months and I had enough of that corporate job and I just wanted to go for a walk. And I went for I put up a notice. I owned a gym as well in my gym and said, I'm going to go for a 100-kilometer or 68-mile hike.
Yeah.
Over a week, does anyone want to come? And I was literally just flooded instantly with I'm coming, and I had no details of anything. So we spent a couple of months just doing some training, and then we went on the hike. And halfway through the hike, they said, this is really fun. When are we doing this again? And I went, you know what? This is really fun. I'm going to make a business out of this, but I don't know how it's going to work.
Yeah.
So I came home, I registered the domain, the Facebook, everything was still available. It was meant to be.
Yeah.
So that was May 2014. Then I spent the next 6 months building the website, and I owned a gym at the time, so I closed that gym down. And for the first 6 months I was kind of part-time, and then all of a sudden it just took off. And what started as a, you know, small group of women wanting to go on a multi-day hike has now turned into this huge business that empowers women literally all over the world.
Yeah. Wow. And where you're out of Australia, but you lead trips all over the world, right? Can you give us a little idea of some of the places where you've led groups?
Sure. We do. We first started in Australia, and then we thought, let's just, and well, then I went on a holiday to the Cinque Terre in Italy on a family holiday. Uh-huh. And all my members said, when are we going there? And I'm like, oh, okay, let's create a trip to there. So yeah. We got involved in planning that. And now next year, in June next year, June 24, we're going back to the Cinque Terre for our sixth time.
Wow.
And we have some really great in-country guides as well that know the language and take us to the hidden places and stuff. So Italy is somewhere we go. We've just done a big trek through the Pyrenees in France, Spain, which was
going
to claim that as my best ever. We went to Germany. We've been to Croatia. We did the Dolomites, Iceland. We hiked Lagavega, and I can't pronounce the other one, trail, which is, if you haven't been to Iceland, you have to go and you have
to
hike.
We're going to do it. Okay.
Yeah, you have to. It's a landscape like no other. We do a lot in New Zealand because it's literally just over the water. Where else have we been? Inside Australia, we go to Kakadu, which is probably what you may or may not know of, which is our, you know, Northern Territory inside the big desert in the middle of Australia. And we go off track for those. We have a really sweet trail called the Jatbula Trail. It's our full pack trail. And you hike in the morning and then you swim by these gorgeous waterholes in the afternoon, and it's big sky and dream time and, yeah, just delightful. So we pretty much go wherever we want, really. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. We lead trips that hike like a woman too, but I'm always the leader. So I might just sign up for one of your trips so I don't have to be the leader. So I can just be the participant.
Absolutely.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah, because you're right. As a participant, all you need to do is literally just put one foot in front of the other.
Yeah.
You don't have to think about the itinerary or where I'm going to stay or what I'm going to do, because that's all taken care of. You just get to be right in the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to think, is everybody having fun? Or yeah, what do I have to do? Okay, so I'm going to come on one of your adventures. Maybe not this year, but maybe next year. We'll see. Yeah. You have a really good YouTube channel, and I actually was watching a video on it, and you mentioned that tennis players can only get better at playing tennis with people who are better at tennis than they are. And then you went on to talk about how having friends who walk and exercise is kind of has the same effect. And it encourages us to be active when we have active friends. So can you unpack this idea for me just a little bit more and that sense of community that you've developed?
Yeah, absolutely. So I like to think of it as like the famous five or the pack of five. So surround yourself with five people.
Yeah. Yeah,
saying, but I'd like to do it in the five spaces of your life that are really important. So if I do the analogy of the tennis player, it's if you consider yourself say you walk daily, you might consider yourself really fit. And in the context of the people who are in your world, if they're sitting on the couch, if they don't move very much, you know, if their movement is shopping and just that incidental stuff, then you are really fit compared to those people. But if you then go and put yourself in a bunch of walkers who are doing a fun run, then all of a sudden you're not as fit as you perhaps thought you were. So if you surround yourself with people that are fitter than you, it will start to elevate and inspire you to move to that next level of fitness. Likewise, if you don't, it kind of goes, oh, I'm a little bit complacent here, I'm doing okay. So I think if you start to surround yourself with people who will inspire and motivate you, who are just that little bit above you, then you move up into that space, and then all of a sudden you're sitting on a different plateau than where you were when you first started.
Yeah, that's so important. I was a very competitive cross-country ski racer, and I had to move to Canada to get to that next level of skiing that I needed to be, because it was like I had maxed out my team, but I wasn't good enough for the national team, and I didn't have like an intermediate team to help me. It was either here or here, but there wasn't that next step. And that really applies to pretty much anything we do in life, not just hiking and walking and fitness, but if you want to be better at owning a small business, like you own a business, you want to be better at owning a business, then it's important to surround ourselves with people who are maybe just one step ahead of us, who we can learn from and who are willing to be mentors.
Yeah, exactly. Or if you're a piano player, you know, you want to get to be playing with people that are a little bit better than you so that you can start to lift up. Yeah, so it's in, you know, it's that five areas of your life, I think, you know, the intelligence, the physical, the emotional, you know, all those things. Find those people that are going to be that just that bit level above you, and, you know, it'll start to elevate where you will be.
Yeah, it's a lesson I'm trying to help my children understand as they navigate the tricky middle school years with friends, and thinking, okay, who do you want to be friends with? Because that's important. Are you friends with the kids that have goals and are trying and going to class and, you know, or the slackers? Like,
I think that's really important, because we can always, so my kids have just finished university, so they're working now, which is fabulous, is that people can always talk you into something or talk you out of something. So if you find the people that are on the same page as you, that have goals that are necessarily exactly the same but are aligned with how you motivate and aspire, and then, you know, you're going to find people that will start to challenge you with the conversation, not just, yeah, that's a great idea, no, that's not a good idea, and you kind of in this hoping someone will make up your mind for you. So yeah, it's good to get that into the kids quite young, I think.
Yes you mentioned before starting Women's Fitness Adventures, you were working really hard and a little bit burned out, and now this is a whole different animal here. How has your life changed since kind of putting that corporate grind behind you and starting off on your own path?
That's a really great question. I've thought about that. Well, firstly, I have freedom because it's my own business. I get to make all the decisions, and I get to wear the good ones and the bad ones.
Right. Yes.
And I hadn't realized just how good a feeling that is. So I could just go, yeah, that's not working. If that's not working, let's just cut it right now. Whereas if I'm back in the corporate thing, you've got to go through all these processes and bureaucracies. So that freedom to do what I love every day is pretty special. And, I can choose to go out hiking or choose to go to the gym or choose to work whenever I want, although I do seem to work a lot because I love it. It also has forced me, not forced me, I'm a really good employee, if I say so myself, in that I give everything to my business.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty determined, but during the pandemic, in Australia, we shut down a lot of things. We weren't allowed to travel. We weren't allowed to leave. And that really had a big impact on the business overnight. It went from here to nothing, as I imagine you would have been pretty much the same, and everyone speaking would have been the same. But because we have a membership community and our members were looking for that connection, we were able to continue to build the business through different means of teaching and training. So it kind of changed the business, but it forced me to, again, thinking of, you know, the tennis player analogy, just find business and spaces that have had to pivot. And so it really enhanced my grit during that time of being a business owner. Also to never say never. You know, we can get boxed in a lot by who we think we are or who we used to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't ever go hiking because I had a foot injury when I was 12. But I'm not that person, you know, I'm not that person anymore. I'm now a, you know, woman in her 50s. So to kind of never say never, be open to a whole lot of opportunities because you just don't know where they're going to go. And I also think that, you know, I can come up with a lot of ideas, and I realized early on I could have ideas coming out of the doorway.
I'm the same way. Yes.
But it doesn't actually, and you just need to act on them because if you don't act on them, they just stay there as ideas. And I think I've learned that, you know, I have a lot of good ideas, but I can't do them all. So let's just start acting on some and see where they take us. So, you know, I've got hundreds more things where it changed my life, but I think that, we all have or make the time for what's important to us. And I think I've learned from the women that I've come across in the last 10 years is that if it's important, we'll make the time for it. And my Monday Night Live last night, which is not on YouTube yet, was exactly that, you know, our actions speak louder than words. And if health is really important, or our physical fitness is really important, what are we doing to move towards that? And I think, you know, that is something that I've learned over the course of 10 years is, you know, what people say and what people do are different things at times as well. So, and we can all get stuck in our own way. You know, we just need to go, you know, draw the line in the sand. I'm starting now. And that each of us is unknowingly inspiring. We might think we don't have an impact.
Yeah.
But some, and we may never know if we have an impact, but we have somewhere, no matter who we are. So, yeah, it's changed my life in lots of ways. Yeah.
For the good.
For the good, absolutely for the good. I often joke, you know, when times get tough, I should go and work at the local supermarket stacking shelves, but I don't think I'd last very long. I'd find a way to improve something down there, so.
I have a fantasy about waiting tables. I'm like, I could come home with a big wad of tips every day, all that money. I could make waiting tables or bartending. Oh, I could flirt my way into some big tips there. I love what you said about act and action. And that was, those two words popped up a lot as you were talking about how this has transformed your life, really. And I think act is such an important word. We were talking about in a business thing, but with fitness too, act. It's that one simple act of laying out your clothes before you go to bed, so your workout clothes are ready to go in the morning. That one simple act of buying a really cute pair of running shoes so that you're excited to put your cute pair of shoes on to go get your workout in, or whatever that tiny action is, yes, that tiny act that you do can have really, really big, big, big results down the road.
Yeah, I think I totally agree. And, you know, I think every day of my adult life, I've put my clothes out the night before. My friends are now putting out their work clothes the night before as well. So it's one less decision to make. So they've got to do that. Yeah. But we often think that, you know, we do a lot of research and, you know, the question or the statement that comes up is, I don't know where to start. I'll be too slow. I'll be stuck last. No one will talk to me, blah, blah, blah. We go so far into the future that we forget that all we have to do is put on those clothes and step out the door. That's all we have to do. We don't have to go very far. We don't have to go very fast. We just have to go. And then you can turn around once you get to the end of the driveway, but you've done something. And that's the start. And it's if you can keep showing up, that consistency over time, then, you know, you're starting to change a whole lot of things with a little bit of effort. So, yeah, it is that act. It'll just start with putting your clothes out.
Yeah, yeah. I think about climbing a mountain. It's easy to think, oh, man, it's going to be so hard to get to the top of that summit. It's going to be so hard. But the actual physical process of just putting one foot in front of the other foot and stopping when you're tired to take a deep breath and then putting another foot in front of the other foot, in front of the other foot, that's a very simple act, but we tend to just overcomplicate everything.
Absolutely. And if you think about when you first started your business, like if I go back to 10 years ago and think about my business now, I would never have started it. I would have thought there are so many, there's a pandemic coming in the middle of it. There are so many things coming that I would have just said, this is too hard. But all I did was just go, hey, this is a good idea. Let me take that first step forward and see where it takes me. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, there's that saying, you know, faith is having the courage to take that first step, even if you don't know where it's going. And that applies to fitness so much.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You're going to be presenting at our upcoming summit in May. I'm very excited to have you on the roster of speakers. Can you give us a little sneak peek about what you're going to be presenting?
Yeah, I've got so much I'd like to share, but I to narrow it down. But it's going to be along the lines of this. It's from self-doubt to summit. So the life-changing impact of what going on a hiking adventure can have. That is, I've seen it. I've seen it with my own eyes with, you know, hundreds of women. And I'm going to share literally what we've just spoken about, how to start, how to go from one foot, but what happens to our physical self, what happens to our emotional self, and what happens to our mental self as well in that process, and how we shift from being about ourselves to being part of the team and what that does when we get home. So that's pretty much the gist of what I'm going to talk about.
And how it changes you. And I'm sure you have so many stories like this too, but stories of women who you've sat out with on an adventure and they've thought, I can't do this. It's too hard. Or I want to go on a trip, but I don't know anybody. I'm a little nervous about traveling to Iceland. I don't know the local currency or the local language. So there's all these fears and all these doubts that can creep up in our mind, but as a guide and as a trip leader, when we're able to sit back and watch someone who has this beautiful transformation, it's like becoming a butterfly when someone shows up for one of our trips and they might be just full of doubt and fear. And then by the end of the trip, they're just, you know, crying on the top of a mountain because they've had such a powerful experience.
Yeah, that is it. And, when we hike and you would have the same experience mm-hmm. and you chat along the way, the conversation is, you know, I followed the training plan, that's all good. If I could just get over my thoughts in my head, that's 80% of the hard work for the adventure. And sometimes it's not until you go on one that you realize, I made up all this stuff. But you don't know what you don't know. So, but you do come back a different person. You leave behind a lot of the things, a lot of the stories you were telling yourself, and you have a great time as well. And that's just one of the most important things too. So,
and you come home with a whole set of new friends, which is also, I think, a huge part of outdoor adventure. I mean, so often we talk about like solo hikes, solo adventures, solo backpacking trips, solo travel. But I think you and I are very focused on community and building community and that sense of community. And I think we need that sisterhood, for lack of a better word. We need these women in our lives who are willing to walk alongside us as we climb that next mountain.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that as we leave different institutions behind, so when our kids are young, we make friends through kids and other parents. And then when it gets to high school, which is what we call it here, it's kind of less involved. And then when it's university, well, you know, there's nothing. And if you're a small business owner or you leave the workforce, those institutions to make new friends aren't there anymore. So it's very hard to, you have to, you know, try a lot of things before you find the group or the community that you have so much in common with. So the hike is also about that, building new friendships. And for us, you know, as soon as you book on, you get put in a private Facebook group, you know these people. And so you build that community and that friendship way before you go. And then afterwards, you're friends for life, and you can just see you in the street and go, do you remember the time we're on the top of that mountain and the wind was blowing? And just instant. Whereas, you know, booking onto a random, you know, adventure, you see the people for maybe 1 to 2 weeks and then you never see them again. And those memories seem to be still there, but the friendships aren't formed. And I think women can give so much to each other, and that's all part of a women's hiking adventure.
And we need each other. I think we need each other. So that is so powerful.
Yeah, we often think that we're alone with our stories, and it's not until we start, you know, no one could possibly be going through the things I'm going through.
Yeah.
And when you start to talk, you realize, well, maybe their characters are a little bit different and the plot's slightly different, but we're the same. And that's really, really important to know as a woman, that you're really not alone, whether you share a little or a lot of your story.
Yeah.
That you're not alone with it. I think that is just as powerful as the physical challenge of hiking.
Yeah, there's a common threads that weave through all of our stories.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
Yeah. You know, I really wish for, you know, we teach hiking fitness classes as well inside of Ship. And one of the things that, and they're functional fitness, so not only for hiking, but for life, right?
Yeah.
And one of the things I wish for is that every woman will be able to put her underwear on standing up when she's 90, right? That you have freedom of movement. And if you have freedom of movement, you have choices. And if you have choices, you have a life. And I think that that is really important in a world where movement is becoming less and less. Movement sounds like a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
That if we can just do those little things that empower us to be in charge of our own life, then we can take on the world. And when you make a woman strong, when you help a woman get strong, it has that ripple effect. You know, it just spills out so far. So, you know, I wish that for every woman to have the opportunity to be strong for the outdoors and let Mother Nature wrap her big arms around you when, you know, and give you exactly what you need. And it does just, you know, enhances your life.
And help us put on our underpants. I love that. I love that. That's life goals right there.
Yep.
I don't know a lot of women in their 90s that can do that.
Oh, we'll see. we've been talking about this for years now, and some of our members are in their 70s, and they are, Yvonne, I will be doing this in my 90s. I'm doing it now. I'll be doing it in my 90s. It is a, I've got a, on, I think it's on YouTube or on my Facebook page. I didn't do it with my undies, but I did it with my sand shoes of standing there and doing, putting my sand shoes on, standing up. So, because it's all about the core, it's all about the strength, it's all about here, coordination, everything. Yeah.
Ah, so neat. All right. So, where can we go to learn about Women's Fitness Adventures? Where can those who are local to you find you? And then, where can we sign up for one of your trips?
Yeah. Cool. So we have a website, womensfitnessadventures.com. So you can go online and find that. You can also, and then there's adventures in there. So you can sign on to any adventure, no matter where you live. It's all in Australian dollars. So it's actually good for the US market because the dollar is so good for you guys.
Yeah.
And we meet on location. So if our hike is in the Cinque Terre, we meet in Milan in Italy. So, you know, you don't have to come via Australia to anywhere. So you can join on adventures, but we also have a membership as well. So our membership is an online community, so you can live anywhere in the world. And inside that membership, we have our community, which is 24/7, but we teach hiking fitness classes. We have a big library of on-demand as well. We have an adventure book club that meets as well. And we also have what we call the SWAT, which is our social walk and talk over Zoom every week. So wherever you live, you just get out walking in your area and you connect with women who are keen for hiking. So it, it's kind of this, we have this amazing membership. Oh, and we teach masterclasses as well. So, you know, toileting on the trail is one of our most popular masterclasses. Yep. So this whole community that has never met in real life, but knows each other. So, yes, and that's on the website as well.
It's so special. Very cool. I love your SWAT idea.
Yeah. It's pretty good. We've been doing that 5 years now. Yeah.
Wow. That's so cool. If you want to learn more about Yvonne, if you want to learn more about our virtual summit, if you want to know our schedule, our speakers, and the topics that we are going to be talking about at our summit, please head to our website, hikelikeawoman.com. Thanks so much. I'll catch you next time.